listening to Look Who's Talking. I am your co-host, Cameron Minter. And today we have a special sit-in host. We got Keisha Richardson. Hey,
hello,
Keisha.
Hello, hello, world. Hello, Cameron.
How are you doing today?
I am good, my friend. How are you?
I'm well. You sitting in the booth for our Head Start director, Jessica.
That's right, my boss lady.
We're gonna make it do what it do.
Do what it do.
That's what we're gonna do. Hey, I got a quick question for you.
Sure.
Have you been to any concerts this year?
Not this year.
Y'all just don't know. Keisha been in here singing her face off the entire behind the scenes. So yeah. I love, I don't know about you. I love music, first of all.
I do.
But I absolutely love a live band.
Yes.
Music. Yeah.
Yeah. So. It gives something to you. It kind of does something to your soul.
Yes. Yes. So what was the last one you went to and how was it?
So I'm going to tell you, my last one actually was Honeychild.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
My last one. And the whole night was just magical.
Ooh.
Yeah. I mean, I was there just with friends, a couple of my line sisters.
That's
we had
best.
A good time. And oh, my gosh, just the songs they would sing, we would sing along.
Right.
Yeah, we just felt like, you know.
Well, like I said, Keisha, you've been singing since we got here. So, but my favorite, well, okay, so I asked you your last one.
Yeah.
What is your favorite?
My favorite? This is going to date me a little bit.
Yes, I'm going to date myself. Okay. I'm right behind you.
All right, so my first concert and I guess my only big stage concert was Whitney Houston.
Mm.
It was a present.
Oh.
And oh my goodness.
Now that's a present.
Yes.
What do you do after that?
After Seven was her, was the band that started
her
off.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. And then what happened was everything got quiet, right?
Uh-huh.
She had performed something. She was in red. She looked stunning. And it got quiet. And I was like, Whitney, I love you. And she actually looked in my direction. And she was like, I love you too. I said, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And I mean, she was amazing. Just the night she just glowed. Mm. It was absolutely amazing.
Yes. Yeah. So mine was Prince.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Prince.
That's the one my mom was supposed to go to.
Right.
Being crazy. She didn't get to go.
I'm telling you, he was such a performer.
I know
it
he was.
It was a great show. And you know how you just want to freak out, but you got to stay in the moment.
You got to be cool.
Yeah, you got to stay in the moment because, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I was just in awe of the entire show.
He did a lot of purple.
Oh, yeah, he did.
Because, you know.
He did everything. And when Purple rang.
Oh.
Yeah, that place.
Because, you know, purple's my favorite color, too.
Absolutely.
So, you know,
absolutely.
Prince and I, we related. He just didn't know it.
He just didn't know that. I get it. But that was a fantastic. I mean, the musicology of the band. And
he's a dancer.
I mean, the energy he had.
Yeah.
Phew.
Yeah.
That's unfair to try to open for him or something.
Yeah, you can't do that. Just let him go on.
You know what I'm saying? Or don't come behind
just
him.
Don't go.
Don't come behind him, but.
Just tell him I'm going to sit out in the audience and watch you.
Yes. Now, Keisha, I guess I'm going to put you on the spot.
Uh-oh.
I am so sorry.
Uh-oh.
But Jessica usually does an inspiring word.
Okay.
Do you have an inspiring word?
I can.
Okay,
I'm
gonna give you just a few more seconds, and I'm gonna get you our music for our
because
it's time for
a
coffee break.
Oh my! All right. Well, one of the things that I love for people to understand is that everybody has a place.
Mm-hmm.
Your place may be different from my place, but it's just as important.
Oh.
And one of the things I'm trying to work with my son, and now getting ready to be children, my son is about to get married in a little while.
Uh-oh.
And it was so beautiful. But what I wanted him to understand is it doesn't matter where you are in this life. You have to ensure that you are just being the best you can be.
Absolutely.
And so as he embarks on this journey, what I'd like to share with him and anyone else listening is to value your place.
Absolutely.
Value where you are supposed to be in your life.
Value
at this particular time.
Yeah.
Because you have something to contribute and it's powerful. And if you are not there to contribute it, no one else can.
Absolutely. Now that's off the rip right there. That was real. That was in her soul. She brought that up for real. But I totally agree, because too often we're all on the same bus, but we're in different seats.
Different seats.
And sometimes we're in the wrong seat.
And sometimes we're trying to figure out why we're not in the seat the other person is sitting in. But we don't belong in that seat.
Because what we offer,
nobody else can bring
that. Come on. Yeah, that's a good coffee break. On the spot. Look at you. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. Ain't nothing going to stop her. All right, we have a fantastic show today. What is today's show about?
So today's show is we are talking about literacy, early childhood literacy, and it also goes into family engagement.
Mm-hmm.
So we are doing that. Can I go ahead and introduce?
Yes, who is our guest on the show today?
So our wonderful, phenomenal guest today is Miss Christina Knielsen.
Welcome to the show. I know, right?
I was like,
me and Keisha before the show, we like, what is this name? Welcome to the show.
Can't mess it up. Thank you.
Knielsen.
I'm so honored and blessed to be here. Y'all are impressive.
I'm just sitting here so inspired by that message. I know, right? And that was right off the cuff.
I
had forgot the show program until I'm in it.
I'm like,
we're supposed to do a coffee break. And she was like, okay.
I'm just trying not to embarrass my boss lady.
Right.
I can look at her.
You did what? Welcome to the show. We're so excited to have you here.
Excited to be here.
Thank you.
And we just want to talk to you about some things. Now, what is your title?
I am the executive director of the Madison County Public Library.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Madison County.
You the lady.
That's right.
The lady.
We're so excited about the library and teaching. There is a heavy emphasis, and I'm not going to overstep my bounds because that's where Keisha is. But there is a heavy emphasis on reading and getting in with our children at an early age. Mm-hmm. And Keisha, I remember, I don't know if we did it again, but we used to have a book reading challenge competition.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And reading is very important for our kiddos.
It is. Mm-hmm. It is, because it helps to improve their vocabulary and their bonding time. So
absolutely.
I know we'll talk about a bit of that today, but literacy is so important. Like my granddaughter, she's 4 and she gets a book every night.
Okay.
And sometimes it's the same book.
Right.
You know, but that's the book she likes. And so what I have started doing is I'll turn the page and see how much she can remember that's on that page, because that starts her reading process.
Yep.
And so we're just trying to. So, yeah, she enjoys it. She loves a good book.
Absolutely.
A good book.
And that's a great time for you, too.
Yeah.
You know, because, I mean, like you said, bonding time. Also, I mean, when kids see their parents and families reading and they see importance of, you know, taking the time to sit down with them and read a book to them, that sits with them.
Right.
You know, and that really, I mean, not to be hyperbolic, but that can change the course of their life.
Exactly.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Because I want her to understand the importance, and we want that for all of our children in our programs, the importance of education, the importance of being able to communicate and have conversation, because that also comes from literacy.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So I am so glad that you're here. Now, what do you do as the ED of the Madison Public Library?
Well, it's not exactly traditional librarian stuff.
Okay.
So it's sort of the business, the financial end, the vision. That's what I love doing.
Yes, you know, casting
kind of
vision.
Casting the vision and seeing it play out. I don't get to do a lot of the stuff that I got into this field to do, mm-hmm. but
naturally,
right. That's what happens.
Once you start moving up.
Right.
Yeah.
But you know, it's great to have people on my bus, mm-hmm. That are in the seat that they're supposed to be in and just watch them thrive.
Yeah.
And bring people in that are very connected to our mission and to what we do. Mm-hmm. We have a very heavy literacy focus.
Yes.
And you would think that that is a given, you know, mm-hmm. with a library. But, you know, technology is great. But I think some people think it exists at the expense of books or traditional reading and things like that. So we want to keep our focus on books and on reading and on literacy.
Yeah.
So I get very excited, you know, when we get to do those things and when I get to talk about those things.
Yeah.
But how long have you been in the library?
So I've been at Madison County since 2009, so 15 years almost. I worked in Lexington for a little bit before that, for about a year. So I'm going on like 16 and a half years, which sounds wild, but yeah, it's been that long. Yeah. I got into it. I actually taught computer classes at Lexington Public when I first started.
Wow.
And that was cool. I mean, that was something I didn't know libraries did.
Mm-hmm.
So it was educational for me. And it was nice to get to help people learn something.
Yeah.
I'm very passionate about that. And then I went to Madison County. I'm from there. So I'm connected to that community and excited about that library. We're a very young library system. We've only been around since 87. Mm-hmm. We were the largest county without a library.
Mm.
So, you know, still kind of getting to mold the library in its...
It's a beautiful facility,
though. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, we're very proud of it.
We have been there multiple times for trainings.
Yeah, yeah.
I've been there for a after-hours volunteer project.
Mm-hmm.
And so just beautiful. The rooms, they're spacious.
Mm.
They have, of course, the screens that you can use. Then we have the smaller rooms that are off
we
to
have
the
smaller
side.
Meeting rooms. Yeah,
yeah, those are really nice too.
Yeah,
so yeah, beautiful.
Yeah,
facility.
We have two rooms that can hold 200 people.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah, so and they get used constantly.
So, in addition to providing literacy, mm-hmm. it also sounds like it is a venue.
It is. Yeah,
and
I mean,
is it one of the major venues in Madison County?
Yeah. So we expanded that building. It opened in 2019, so August of 2019. And it was almost a five-year project from start, you know, to finish. And the start being, okay, we see a demand for more space. Mm-hmm. Let's go out, talk to the stakeholders, talk to the community, find out what they need. Overwhelmingly, it was Madison County needs space,
mm-hmm.
just space to connect, mm-hmm. you know, something like you're saying, it could be a group of three people. It could be a group of 200 people, you know?
Right.
But again, the overwhelming demand was we just need a place to go. You know, that's always been central to the library's mission as well. Mm-hmm. That third place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's becoming more and more important too. You know, the more, you know, isolated society becomes.
Mm-hmm.
We actually see people driven by the need to connect with each other in person. So that's been something that's great to witness as well. I was not, you know, the director when we opened the new facility, but just hearing the community and being able to put that facility together and then watch it just get used, you know, every square inch of it to get used is pretty great.
I had, when you said the opportunity to connect in person, I have a family member who is working from home.
Mm-hmm.
All her offices shut down, and she is, so she's at home.
Mm-hmm.
And although she was fine in the office, just being inside her office and having those other from time to time connections with people at my, what's been the hardest for her when the office actually shut down was the opportunity that's no longer there.
Right.
Which is now I don't see people.
Right. Mm.
Now I don't have that connection. Mm-hmm. And so the library is a great place for that.
We actually had a program, I think it was at the Berea Library, and it was four people that worked from home. So we just opened the community room up and said, hey, from 10 to noon, if you're working from home, just come in. You can bring your laptop. You can do whatever. We'll have coffee just to have
just be here.
Human connection, you know. And people loved it. I mean,
I bet.
Yeah.
I think COVID changed a lot of things sure for did. A lot of people. Yeah. We don't want to talk it about did. That C word anymore. Right. But we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be back. You are listening to Look Who's Talking.
This past year has highlighted the strength of Community Action Council. Every day, our staff works together to help families recover from this crisis. We're educating children at home and in person, helping parents who lost their jobs, and helping households avoid eviction. Our work at Community Action Council has never been more important than it is right now. So why not join us? We have employment opportunities requiring a range of skills from entry level to advanced. Apply online at commaction.com.
Community Action Council's Head Start programs are now enrolling for the 24-25 school year in 15 counties, including Lexington. Head Start offers high-quality early childhood education for qualifying families with children between the ages of 6 weeks and 5 years old. Spaces are limited and filling up quickly. So, to help ensure your child receives the Head Start advantage this year, start your application today by calling 859-233-4600 or go online at comaction.org. That's commaction.org.
We are here talking with Christina Cornelison, better known as
Cece.
She shouldn't have told us that.
Not us. Ooh, Lord. Somebody else.
I know
us.
You could have told somebody else, but we in now. She says her friends call her that. We friends.
We friends,
right. That's right.
Oh, yes. We're talking with Christina about the Madison County Library. And, you know, I usually got a little gripe, so I'm going to get my gripe out the way. I'm Gary Date myself.
Do it, Cam.
Yeah, yeah. I did not like going to the library because of the Dewey Decimal System. I was like, there's got to be a better, easier way for me to get a book. Now, I know with all the technology that you all have in it, I know the Dewey Decimal System is dead. Tell me.
It's still living.
Come on.
Still kicking.
Come on.
We use it for our nonfiction. But, I mean, people sit here and they're like, oh, I don't like Dewey. And it's basically because it's a number system that doesn't make sense to anyone.
Right.
Unless especially you can. Have to study it.
Right.
Which
right. Y'all
people
did.
Like me do.
Yeah, y'all had to study that.
But, yeah, I mean, we try to put out signs that indicate what is where. So, there's a Dewey number, 641.5. Okay. That's one of the most popular Dewey numbers. And that's for cookbooks.
You actually threw a number out there.
I know. Isn't that, that's a little strange.
So if you remember two things today, 641.5 is cookbooks, 364.15 is true crime.
Bruh.
I may have gotten that one wrong. But it's 364 or something.
Hey, but
yeah.
You could have continued on and we would have been like, okay.
Well, if somebody that knows it better than me, yeah. I'll just
true
go ahead
crime
and correct
is my place.
Myself.
Well, you know, it's so funny because, you know, I'm sure now you can just go in and type in I want whatever and it'll pull up, you know, a bunch of stuff. But
yeah, library searches have gotten a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, I remember the card catalog back in the day.
I remember mm-hmm.
I do love those. They're beautiful pieces of furniture.
Oh, yeah.
We don't use them anymore.
Okay.
We use an online catalog.
Yeah.
It uses natural language search. It's a whole lot easier to find stuff.
Yeah. Well, the library, as you said, has changed since I was a kid. I mean, because it was, for me, it was, you know, it was very formal, you know.
Mm-hmm.
learning all the different things. And, you know, the internet was not a reliable source when I was in school. So
same.
So we had to go to the library and get a reliable source.
An actual
book.
Yeah.
It's interesting to see how the library has evolved, not to just be that, but to, you know, we started the show talking about all the different other things that you provide besides reading.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Let's get into the reading.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. You've got a lot of programs that start even from your toddlers.
Oh, yeah.
So but talk about some of those and the impact that you see with the families, because that was really interesting reading to me.
Well, that's a particular passion of mine, early childhood intervention. And it's something that I really didn't even know was a passion until I got into this and saw the need for it.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, kindergarten readiness is a big thing with us, and Madison County struggles with that, you know. So making sure that we can supplement, like, some of the things that you all do, some of the things that our own schools do, and just give families the tools that they need to go home and read those books with the kids and know how to, you know, not just read the books to their children, but engage with them and start a foundation of learning and literacy. So we start, I mean, at birth pretty much. We have a babies program where, you know, parents and caregivers can come in with their babies and they sing and they play and they do all kinds of fun stuff. We have a parachute.
Yeah, I was like, I want to go fucking with the parachute. I was like, they raise it up and like
they raise it
pull
up
it down and
that's
what I'm talking about.
And that's so funny because my memory of the library is
be
quiet.
It's definitely changed quite a bit. And, you know, there are some people that still want the quiet space, and we do have quiet study rooms for that. But, you know, it's hard to tell a kid that's so excited that they're at the library to
reading.
Not be excited. You know, we want them to be. Mm-hmm. We want them to have those, you know, connections and memories, the library like that.
So the library has really become almost like a
community center.
It's a community center and a playground.
A
literal playground.
Yeah.
We have a lot of toys, actually. That's something else that we're really into is that play with purpose. We actually got a grant with Play with Purpose, which I guess is a national thing to have programs in the fall that support play with purpose. So it teaches parents, I've said play with purpose like three times, but that's what it
is.
Teaches them how to play with purpose with their kids.
Yeah.
One of the things, like my granddaughter did not get into like a summer camp this summer, but the library has turned out to be a fantastic source for her. And she loves to read. She's transitioning from comic book reading into like novel reading.
Yeah.
And she's kind of resistant. But yes, the library has turned out to be a great source for her. So what are some of the things you all are doing over the summer?
Gosh, we have a program all day long, every day during the week.
Wow.
We start at, you know, 10 in the morning with usually a story time or a baby time or a preschool play. And then we have free lunch at our library as well.
Oh, that's nice.
That's another, it's a USDA grant.
Oh, wow.
So that's from 12 to 1. And then on Tuesdays and Thursdays, we have special programs. And the special programs are just big events that bring kids in.
Wow.
Today, I think it was like a musical performance.
Yes, because I noticed that multiple programs that you run incorporate the music.
We do a lot of music,
which is literacy enhancement.
It is, and that helps with like rote.
Yeah,
you know, because a lot of kids, it's easier to pick up those words if they're singing it because they're repeating it over and over.
Right.
So it's a great way for vocabulary to sink in, and it's fun.
Yeah,
I mean, kids love to sing and dance.
Yeah.
My aunt actually took her grandkids to the performance at the library today. And she sent me a video of her littlest, and she was just dancing. And, of course, it was following directions. So stomp your feet, clap your hands.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, you know, they love that.
Wave your hands, all that kind of thing.
Yeah, they love that.
And she was doing all of that. And I'm like, hey, he is following directions really well.
Yeah. Yeah, because I know sometimes that's the thing. We get at home, and I'm like, hey, you know, Nakari, can we – go over here and pick up your toys.
Yeah.
Oh, Mimi, I just don't think I can do that right now. And I'm like, what the heck?
You were following directions really well earlier.
We were just doing that.
Right. Right.
So your programs for the summer, you all are wrapping up, right?
Yeah, summer we only is. Have a couple more weeks of that. Mm-hmm. Yes. Somehow it's flown by.
Yeah, it's been a busy summer. Mm-hmm. Busy summer. So one of the things that I'd like to ask you about with the Play With a Purpose, the pack time with that. Mm-hmm. So how do the parents do with that time?
We actually haven't started it yet.
Haven't started that yet.
But it sounds similar to our kindergarten readiness program that we've been doing. And in that program, we gave the parents a manipulative. So they came in, they learned how to play with that particular thing, and they could take it home. So I imagine that it will kind of go the same way. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And really, you know, all of these manipulatives are really nice in that they cover a lot of different things.
Okay.
A lot of different skills.
Mm-hmm.
Our youth services staff, who is much more qualified than I am to figure out, you know, how these programs should go. Mm-hmm. They went based on, I think, like a dozen kindergarten readiness factors.
Gotcha.
And just want to make sure that every manipulative hit those things.
Yeah.
So again, this program is going to be brand new, but I imagine it'll go the same way.
And when is that program supposed to
start? It
starts
in the fall.
In the fall. Mm-hmm. Okay. Because we just want to make sure that folks hear that so that they can take advantage of it.
And definitely go to our website, MadisonLibrary.org. We have an online calendar that has all of these events already in there.
Yeah, because you all are very busy.
We are very busy.
Very busy.
It is so refreshing to see the changes. And, you know, I haven't been to the library in quite some time, but it sounds like I need to
you
go
come
re-experience
visit us. Yeah, definitely.
The library, because it's not what it used to be. So
no, not at all.
That's something I'm taking away from this show is that, you know, the library has morphed into what the community needs.
Mm-hmm. You know, that's funny because, like I said, I've been doing this for a little while now.
Mm-hmm.
And when I first started, we were kind of coming off of the internet is going to destroy libraries. Mm-hmm. Like, we're not going to need libraries anymore because we have the internet. Yeah. Well, libraries began to offer internet, and we do that as well. We offer high-speed internet. Mm-hmm. In our county, not everybody in the county has access to that.
Right.
So libraries figured out how to make that work. And then when I started in the field, it was Kindles are going to destroy libraries and ebooks are going to destroy libraries.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we figured out how to work with that. You know, now we loan online, you know, books, audiobooks and things like that.
And I have to tell you, I remember I was in the hairdresser and I was sitting next to a friend and I had a book and she was like, why don't you get that on, you know, a Kindle or an e-reader? And I was like, well, I like to turn the pages.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I like the feel of the pages. And,
yeah,
and she was like, right. And so, but I still, even though I have one, I still find that I prefer to carry the book.
And the same way.
That's the funny thing is that we're always evolving or we're dying.
Mm-hmm.
So,
exactly.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't matter what new technology comes out. Find a way to incorporate it and be able to use it for your advantage. Mm-hmm. And that sounds like, I mean, even with, do you all provide like tech programs and things at the library?
We actually provide one-on-one technology help. One of the reasons I went to Madison County was to develop, you know, technology programs and computer help and things like that. And it's just changed so much in 15 years. It's changed so much in 5 years, 2 years.
Right.
So now the demand is less for a traditional classroom. Let's learn how the internet works. Let's learn how email works and more. Help me with my phone or help me figure out my laptop, you know?
Yes.
So we have a team of people that you can book an appointment with them and they will pretty much figure out anything that you put in front of them.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I will even say that some of the skills that I have developed as a production manager, I started in the library, you know, in design classes, you know, Premiere classes that were provided in the local library. Now, these are very expensive design programs that are available free.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
Free.
People need to realize that the library is a resource.
That's right.
You know, it's, I mean, that's what it's there for.
Right.
You know, and right. so, and I noticed throughout your multiple programs that it talks about that and building the confidence of the children.
Yes, that's extremely important. Yeah. Because if you don't have that, even on into adulthood, you know how that affects things.
Right.
It's a major barrier.
Absolutely.
Well, CeCe, we are so excited. You see that? You see how I slipped that in?
I like it.
We got you.
CeCe, we are so excited that you came to visit with us.
Absolutely.
Check out, what's some contact information for the library?
Our website is the best place, and that is madisonlibrary.org, O-R-G. You can find our events calendar on there. You can see what books are coming out. Again, still try to have that connection to books.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So please come check us out, pun intended. And,
you know. I love it, love it.
Keisha.
Yes, sir.
It's been real.
Been real. I thank you for the opportunity.
You have been listening to Look Who's Talking. I cut my mic off too soon.